Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It seems to be over for Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has been missing for 46 days now. MIA, missing in action, not able to represent the people of Kentucky, and no real proof of life. They have a random photo or two of Elaine Chao, his wife, like propping him up, but even Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says that is not enough. You need to resign if you cannot carry out your duty as a senator of Kentucky. At the same time, yesterday, Donald Trump showed his fear of mortality, ironically, at Lindsey Graham's funeral. He went to Lindsey Graham's funeral, was incredibly awkward, made it about himself. He's been leveraging Lindsey Graham's death in order to push legislation that is favorable for the Republican Party and unfavorable for women and minorities throughout the United States. And then Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister, swept in, took the position, and now is a rubber stamp for all of Donald Trump's worst impulses, like the Iran war, like the Save America Act, and like this massive funding for the Pentagon. So as Donald Trump falls asleep at the funeral, as Donald Trump gets older and older himself, we see these politicians who are clinging on to power, like Mitch McConnell, and unfortunately, like Lindsey Graham, before he suddenly passed away about 10 days back, clinging on to power and ruining our systems because they are so out of touch. Mike, I want to pass this off to you. How does this interweave with Trump's fear of his own mortality, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you remember at the beginning of Trump's term last year, he spent a lot of time just randomly talking to reporters about him dying soon and whether or not he was going to heaven, which led a lot of people to speculate that he may have gotten a bad health diagnosis. And if you go over the course of this last year, they're clearly covering something up, right? Like, I think there's obvious cognitive decline. But then at the beginning of every month, he seems to disappear, has like random appointments at Walter Reed. They're putting makeup on his hands. So there's something going on there. And I think this whole thing with McConnell and Lindsey Graham really puts a spotlight onto how old our elected officials are, including the president, but also a lot of Democratic and Republican members of Congress. And it's just an absolute mess, this gerontocracy that is so out of touch with where the day-to-day lives of most Americans are. And I want to just deviate one second to say this, which is the only reason that anybody is talking about Mitch McConnell being gone for 46 days is because of independent content creators and independent journalists, because the mainstream media is largely ignoring this story, or they're treating it like it's, you know, a game of football. It's just like a play and a move that Mitch McConnell's doing, and it's driving me crazy. So make sure that you're out there supporting independent media where you can. Like, share, subscribe to both our channels, everybody else out there that's doing this work. It's important. But fundamentally, there's a broken system in America today where there is zero accountability for anybody in this class of people, whether it's the political staffers who are covering up for Mitch McConnell, the political staffers that are covering up for Trump, the politicians that don't seem interested in getting anything done. Trump, McConnell's missing, is holding up multiple important pieces of legislation, including the farm bill. There are farmers all across the country right now waiting for their support. McConnell chairs the subcommittee that has to pass the farm bill. They won't strip him of his committees. We're behind on getting this stuff done, and they don't seem to care about it. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell yesterday was asked if Mitch McConnell should put out a video, and she was like, who cares? And so even the Democrats don't seem like they care. And I think this just exposes that there's zero gravity or accountability for anything, not for delivering for their constituents, not for, you know, following the law, doing the right thing, making sure your colleagues are showing up to work. It's disgusting. And for Trump, I think it continues to just make him feel more isolated and make him feel alone, because he's a 80-year-old man. He's the oldest person that's ever been president in the United States. He is an absolute mess on his best day. He was falling asleep at Lindsey Graham's funeral yesterday, acting weird, deviated in the middle of his speech, can't even deliver a eulogy without going off on a weird tangent. Never going to beat the allegations that he can't actually read the teleprompter because his eyes are gone bad. I just think this is just something that exposes everything that sucks and is broken about Trump's Washington, but also just puts a lot of tension on him, and he's going to make worse decisions. And we're in the middle of a war right now. The economy's falling apart. People are struggling. I just think this makes everything worse.
And as he gets older, every single day, his narcissism begins to show more and more. He's got no reality tests or walls around him, which is why he's placing his name across every single building he possibly can in D.C. Some of them are getting shot down by the courts, like when he tried to turn the Kennedy Center into the Trump Kennedy Center. But his narcissism is now pushing him to a point where he's showing up to these funerals, making a fool of himself. And as you pointed out, he is deathly scared of his own mortality, his own death. I mean, I think he had a sort of an awakening after the assassination attempt. I've heard reports that he woke up to God. I don't believe that in particular, but I'm sure that he started to think about it more.
Him and Russell Brand and Andrew Tate all woke up to God the same.
Yeah, no, but he did start to talk about it weirdly on Air Force One over and over. He started to talk about it, as you pointed out, going to heaven or going to hell. He even said multiple times, "I don't know if I'm going to get to heaven." Because he knows what he's done throughout his life. He's screwed over people who are beneath him. And he's scared. He's going to these funerals of people that he was just working with. Mitch McConnell, MIA. Lindsey Graham suddenly died in office. Donald Trump is now, 80 years old. So it is, it's not good. He's trying to focus on his legacy. And that's why he's spiraling right now. He's posting photos of himself on Mount Rushmore, photos of himself and George Washington holding hands in front of the White House. And it's all entirely AI. It's like this weird psychosis that he has entered into. And it's like, he should probably be where Mitch McConnell is, in some sort of hospital. Mitch McConnell's team keeps denying that he had a stroke, denying that he had this, that. They're trying to hide whatever happened to him. But we do have reports that he was moved from the hospital unit to the rehabilitation unit. We still can't get videos from him. But I'm not going to lie, 2 to 3 years ago, McConnell should have retired. When he started to freeze over and over and over, McConnell should have retired. Someone in chat says, "Adam, you'll get old one day too." So listen, there's nothing wrong with getting old whatsoever. This is not about age in particular, but it's about using your power to then cling on to power until you die. Old people in office distorting the incentives because they're old and out of touch is not okay. In the same way that somebody being in office because of AIPAC money distorting their incentives is not okay. When people's incentive is to just get reelected by any means necessary, despite taking money from AIPAC, despite their age, despite this, that is a huge, huge problem. And that's what we see with Mitch McConnell. That's a type of corruption that we see with many, many politicians. So if you're getting older and not serving in the Senate, that is totally fine. But when Mitch McConnell is clinging onto power, that is not. He is not representing his people. And you just need to understand the distorted incentives that are currently being created.
Yeah. Well, let me add here, too, is like neither of us enjoys doing these videos about an old man who's in the hospital. Like, I don't like doing this, but he's an incredibly consequential human being. He's one of 100 senators. Mitch McConnell will be talked about in textbooks, whether I like him or not, like John C. Calhoun was when you were in history class in high school. Adam's a little bit more closer to that than I am, but it's not a great situation. So it isn't about age, but it is about the system being fundamentally broken. And I think for Trump too, as Trump is dealing with his mortality, and I hate to psychoanalyze a guy, but he forces you to do it. I feel like is in your darkest moments when you're your most vulnerable, you expose who you are. And just to tell you, like, My mother's cousin died just yesterday. I mean, he'd been in hospice for a little while, so we were expecting it. And, you know, in his last moments, he was talking about his mom and he was talking about his kids. And he was remembering things like my mom's aunt, made this incredible Italian gnocchi. And he was talking about, "Oh, I can't wait to see her so she'll make me the gnocchi," right? Like there were these sort of like really beautiful, touching, although tragic and sad kind of moments with that. And with Trump, I think it's the same thing, except he's exposing who he is, right? So all these weird internet posts are him just crashing out on the internet and just having no other way to process it because he can't emote properly. The guy he couldn't even deliver the speech last night about Lindsey Graham without being a weirdo about it, deviating from the speech that weird Tappy did on the casket. He can't even just like grieve properly, because I do believe that Donald Trump is feeling something about Lindsey Graham being gone because they work so closely together. But I don't know that you would call that like kinship or compassion or sadness. It's just whatever a psychopath experiences. Like, I don't know what it is, but it is deeply, deeply troubling. And ultimately, I'll put a topper on this. The reason I care about this stuff is because it's getting in the way of getting things done. The average American reports they can't afford to pay their mortgage or their rent right now. Everything is so expensive. We're in another war. AI and robotics are killing the job market, not to mention the tariffs are killing the job market too. Wage growth is totally depressed. I need Congress to be focused on that. And I need them to stop allowing these things to keep happening. Like this happened to Democrats. Dianne Feinstein was not able to do her job in the final years of that. It messed with many Supreme Court nomination fights, which was a huge issue, and people were pissed. Now it's happening for McConnell. It's slowing down the work. They can't move anything forward in the Senate. Tom Keene disappeared for months. We've had, what, 8 Democratic members of Congress who have died sitting while in office. There's too many people who are sticking around for too long. And when the average age of a member of Congress is almost 70, but the average age of a person who lives in this country is 38, and the average voter is 41, you can't expect that they're actually going to deliver for what our needs are because they're so dysfunctional and disconnected from what's going on. And then you add the layers of AIPAC in there. You add the layer of these other super PACs, crypto, AI, the oil and gas companies that are manipulating our primaries, taking advantage of campaign finance laws, skewing the Supreme Court. We need full-scale reform at every level of our democracy and every level of our government to solve for this, because nothing is ever going to get done if this shit can just go on. If you can just disappear for 6 weeks as one of the most powerful people in the country and nobody cares, and that feels really problematic to me, to the point where like Andy Beshear's out there doing the best he can, trying to draw attention to this. They don't even respond to the governor of their own state. The way that they just thumb their noses up at it. And then last night on CNN, they brought on a local Kentucky journalist and they were debating and having a conversation with a former Mitt Romney strategist. And the Mitt Romney strategist was like, oh, he's just doing this to mess with Andy Beshear running for president. You know, he wants to expose him so that he's not running, you know, so he can't be president of the United States, which like, I don't think this is really going to impact that on any meaningful level. But like, it's a game to these people. It's a game to Mitch McConnell. It's a game to the media. It's a game to these super PACs. As long as they're getting money, as long as they never feel gravity or accountability, they're going to be fine. Meanwhile, the rest of us are screwed. It can't keep working like this, Democrat or Republican. I don't think this is a partisan issue.
Have you considered that instead of Congress passing laws to help affordability, they can just pass weird laws about trans people then die in office because they're 84 years old? Or yeah, go missing for 45 days and their last legislation is something weird about trans people? Or voter legislation?
I would settle for them passing any legislation. This is the least productive Congress in history. They can't even pass the weird shit they want to do. They can't pass the SAVE Act to save their lives.
The one thing that they passed that was good was a bipartisan housing bill, and Trump refused to sign it because he was being a petty asshole. Insane. Yep. But yeah, it all comes down to a few different things. First of all, there is an aging generation of politicians that are clinging on to power, and they have every incentive to cling on to power. Their staffers have every incentive to cling on to power. As somebody said, Chuck Grassley is 94. We have people like Mitch McConnell. The staffers around Mitch McConnell don't want to lose their positions, so they're going to continue running the ship. They're going to keep everything going. We have people like Donald Trump who are just very out of touch. Like Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell are running a lot of the policy, along with Lindsey Graham. They were running a lot of the policy. Donald Trump is somebody who has never in his entire life had to go to the grocery store and face increased prices, go to the grocery store and face the price of anything, have healthcare costs increase, affect him. He's never had to go grocery shopping. He's never had to do any of this stuff, right? So these people are inherently out of touch and they've lost their mind. Donald Trump at this point clearly is not controlling the policy. He doesn't have the cognitive capacity. He's falling asleep all the time. If I had to guess, it's a mix of Stephen Miller, maybe Susie Wiles running to implement it. J.D. Vance isn't really trusted.
Wiles has one foot out the door, right? Because she's leaving at the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, we have Marco Rubio probably running a lot of the foreign policy. I mean, Donald Trump is the definition of a shadow cabinet. People running and implementing policy that is extreme behind his back over and over and over. They would say that Biden uses the auto pen, but Trump will sit there and just sign executive orders that aren't even explained to him over and over and over because the guy standing next to him will just keep handing them executive orders. It's despicable, and we should keep pushing back on this. Thank you, guys. Support independent media. Mike and I are both on, you know, working retreats where we're still pushing out content, still breaking the news. So you can hit the like, you can subscribe, and peace out.
Yep. Love you guys. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.